Hi everyone, my name is Emily Cito.
And my name is Anavi Gaudari.
For our second interview for the COVID-19 Archive Project, I will be interviewing Anavi. Anavi, can you state the date and time of this interview?
It is December 8th at 10:49 a.m.
And before we begin, I have to ask, do you consent to the recording and upload of this interview to the COVID-19 Archive Project?
I do.
Thank you. So let's get started with the first question. So after learning about past pandemics, their causes and effects, how has your understanding of and attitude towards the COVID-19 pandemic changed?
I think from like past pandemics, I think many people have like dealt with the same, like just like same everything we've been dealing with like shortage of hospital beds and just like losing family members, relative friends, and in general, everything like that. And I think like in this thing, I feel like we should have improved. Like looking back at past pandemics, I think we should have like at least tried to improve what happened last time, because like looking at what it was, a lot of the same things are happening now. We're just like politics and just people blaming others for the same reasons. So yeah.
Thank you. And so how do past pandemics compare to this one? Is there a specific pandemic that you think compares or differs to the current pandemic in terms of like responses or like the biology of the disease?
Yeah. So I think a lot of the same, like, past pandemics were kind of similar in a way, obviously, because, you know, like, people are getting it, dying, spreading it really easily. But I think one of the ones that are similar is influenza, since the way, like, that one is transmitted is through air droplets, usually, or, like, from your mouth. And, like, same with COVID, it's kind of, like, the air droplets and airborne, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And following up with that question, like, compared to the responses of the people during like the influenza pandemic, do you think we as a society are reacting in similar or different ways? And have you seen these like differences in responses on campus?
Yeah, so like in past pandemics, like those, we like obviously like people were like really sad that like they couldn't, like they're losing people and they just obviously didn't know what was going on. And I feel like in the beginning of COVID, we didn't really know what was going on either and like how it would affect our bodies. And on campus, I feel like a lot of people just kind of know what COVID is, they're kind of treating it just like a regular like sickness as we should. But obviously, like some people, they don't know like, oh, it's not just a sickness. It's like it's very contagious and it's actually can like affect people really badly.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, do you see differences in how I guess campuses on the Northeast treated versus campuses in the South?
Yeah, I think because like at Northeastern or like, in general, like. We're more like, we get tested every single week and we just have like that, like, okay, like every like week we get tested and then we get put into quarantine houses if you do test positive COVID, and they have it done in like within a day, and like obviously like other testing centers don't have that. Mm-hmm. And I think Northeastern has like a very good like COVID system.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And for the last question, as we attempt to return to normalcy, will history repeat itself, or do you think we have learned from our mistakes? How do you think colleges will adapt to prevent the new variant from spreading?
Yeah, I mean, at one point, I feel like a lot of people thought we were going back to normal, like everyone's going back to campus and everything, and now all of a sudden we come up with this new variant and no one knows what's gonna happen, because like obviously people are just like at home, and like this is just really like, we don't know if the vaccine is gonna like help like not spread this and everything. So I think it's just, I mean, we were kind of thinking it was kind of getting normal, and then all of a sudden this happened. So I'm not sure like if we would get back to normal anytime soon, but I think the best thing is to get vaccinated. So So hi everyone, my name is Anavi.
And my name is Emily.
And for our second interview for the COVID-19 Archive Project, I'll be interviewing Emily. Emily, can you state the date and time of this interview?
Today is December 8th and it is 10:53.
Before we begin, I have to ask you, do you consent to the recording and upload of this interview?
I do.
All right, let's begin. So the first question is, after learning about past pandemics and their causes, how has your understanding of the attitude towards COVID pandemic changed?
So after learning about the past pandemics, like I began to see like a lot of the patterns and how and why these pandemics like come into existence. Like they really flourish in areas where cities and governmental structures have failed. So like with cholera, with urbanization, people were like living closer together. There was like the formation of slums and there was a lot of overcrowding, and that allowed cholera to spread more easily because people were in like direct contact with like bodily fluids. And I guess like learning about past pandemics really humanized the past, because like the information we learn in like middle school, they're like in textbooks and they're pretty like objective, But, like, looking at primary sources definitely humanized these pandemics and the people in it. Like, it was really a time of, like, extreme suffering. And that made me aware of that.
Yeah. So in what ways do you think past pandemics affected people in their relationships with their friends and family? And was it similar or different experience when it comes to people's relationships with COVID-19?
So I think the influenza pandemic really is similar to this in terms of, like, the different responses. Like, the isolation and lockdown and COVID really made people realize, like, they're either getting closer together or reaching their breaking points, and that, like, people were living with each other, like, all the time. And I think that really changed how people view private and public space.
Yeah.
Same thing with influenza. Like, people were realizing, like, that they couldn't be close to certain family members or that they had to deal with it somehow.
Yeah, I agree. So do you think more precautions were taken more seriously in past pandemics or during the COVID-19 pandemic?
I feel like they were taken more seriously now during COVID because people have the information, like, accessible to them, and they understand, like, the severity of this issue. Also, I think a lot more people understand the signs behind it compared to, like, the plague or something, mm-hmm. where people didn't know how it was spreading and what the bacteria was. They just thought it was, like, the wrath of a god.
Yeah.
And also, I think, like, the different reasons and why people are following these precautions are much, like, different, because, like, nowadays people understand it's, like, a health issue, mm-hmm. while back then people just, like, saw it in, like, a religious perspective.
Yeah.
But, like, just in any other pandemic, there are also people who don't believe in the efficacy of these, like, measures and mm-hmm. still won't take them seriously, like, no matter what you say to them.
I agree, yeah. And last but not least, do you think things were learned from past pandemics and were implemented differently in this pandemic?
I think a specific example is, like, from the cholera pandemic, where Jon Snow was traced, like, doing his contact tracing in the London streets. It was a pretty local thing. Like, he was just looking at a water pump on a specific street in a specific neighborhood. But now I think we really learned from that, and contact tracing has become much more global with, like, digital technology, like heat signatures, like, yeah. scanning people's temperatures and recording that and having, like, a more international database, and that allows for, like, the world to, like, have a better, more effective way of tracing people and where they go,
mm-hmm.
and so it's not local anymore, it's much more international. And I think, I don't know, it's hard to say with all the scapegoating, but I feel like people kind of understand that it's important not to jump to conclusions.
Yeah.
Like, that was a big thing in, like, smallpox. People would just kind of assume you had it and, like, isolate mm-hmm. you or throw you on a ship, and it yeah. was, like, a lot like a witch hunt. But I think now people, it's a lot more controlled.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one better aspect
yeah.
of this pandemic.
I agree. All right, and that is the end of our COVID-19 Archive podcast. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.